but what really happened. When Sunever, the government went to paying those colored people for a pair of chicks, had no money to ever have. So they just walk off and leave the crop, and they pay them along in April or May, somewhere along there. That's when the crop needs work. So what they did, they just turned all of that land that they had out there, working them for nothing, into cattle, into raising cattle. That's why you might get so many cows over in West Alabama. They took them niggas off them farm and went to raising cattle. So my longest, that patty check or whatever it was that we did, we were getting some money. I never did see none of the check, but I know about it. The old boss, he just have intercourse with any one of the niggas he want to, nothing to be done about it. That's true. Now, you know that, I'm pretty sure of that. If you know the son, you know it all. So they come up with babies. One thing about it, very few of them would own their own babies. But old man, he owned his daughter. And he had a son. He got a baby by two sisters. And I know all that because they told me. And I knew both of them, my wife's mother was dead, but her aunt was still living. She's going up in the room by now, but she's still living. Well, she died in the last week or so, we're living down.
What about your wife? Is she still living?
Ma'am.
Your wife, is she still living?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, she died this week. She's in New York. She been there around 30 years, I guess. She's been back time or two. But what really happened there? A lot of people cannot stand prosperity, which I mean a little money. Well, we always done very well. And when I was in the Army, I sent money home, and then she would run this cafe business. We had a cafe then. It was quite nice with money, right? Everybody had money during the war because they had nothing to spend it for. Everything was rationed, you know. Well, I don't know how much money she had, but whenever I got ready to go in the service, we had separate bank accounts, and I turned mine over to her. Because I know going in the war, I mean, that's just like going to coach. You don't know whether you're going to come out or not. So, she left in August in 46. She was gone a couple of years before I knew where she was. But now here's what I understood what the white folks told the people back then, a better place about people. They said, if you ever go overseas and you come back, you're crazy, you don't have a good sense. But I found out the reason that. Before going to this service, and then I seen it was true. Now, there was a lot of prostitutes, which you know what that means, I'm sure you do. And they would get that money off of them soldiers, white women. So when a guy come back and said he'd had intercourse with a black woman, they said, well, hell, he's crazy. He had it in his mind, when I come back, I'd be crazy, but I had more sense coming back than I did before I left. Because I got to experience some things I never would have experienced. I never would have known. Take it, because people to tell you anything, they're not going to tell you exactly how it happened. Just tell you the way they think about it. I've seen it with my own eyes.